Therapist from Hertfordshire has banned men from her table after too many requests for, well, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Kate Codrington from Oxy has been practicing for more than 20 years, but said the late night phone calls and endless propositions have forced her to take action. Well, Kate joins me now. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
So what kind of things have people been asking for, bearing in mind we have young ears? How do they phrase it?
Well, there have been all sorts of inappropriate requests, or usually I can spot the dodgy calls, because people, instead of phoning up and saying, hello, how are you, I'm looking for blah blah, they say, what do you charge?
Oh, yes.
And I think, oh, no, that's really, you know, that's not only inappropriate, but rude as well.
What's the weirdest situation you found yourself in?
Well, many years ago there was a man who came with plastic pants. He may have rustled.
So what, he stripped down and he had these plastic pants on?
Well, I suggested that he might leave by that point. I was very, very angry at the time, but later I kind of felt sorry for him because I could see he was really anxious.
Put the pants see-through?
I'm not going there. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to look at his pants.
No. Our tongues are slightly in our cheeks, but it must be thoroughly unpleasant, Kate. You're in your place of work. It's a reputable massage therapy business. And do you manage to dissuade them on the telephone, Kate? Or do more people kind of turn up on your doorstep, as it were, and are disappointed?
Well, when I first started out, I was, I guess, less experienced, and I would think, oh, well, you know, this person seems a bit strange, but that's okay. These days, I've started to only really work with men who I felt comfortable with.
Right.
I have a friend who says, if it smells like trouble, it probably is.
Well, if it smells like trouble, then you certainly don't want them.
Yeah, I don't want them.
Slightest. And do you feel in danger? Do you feel threatened by this?
No, because I'm clear that if I'm not comfortable, then I don't see people.
So have you banned men completely?
Yes.
That's quite sad, isn't it?
Well, it's a shame. I think everybody can benefit from therapeutic touch, but something that happens with men, many men, sorry, it's a generalisation, but I think particularly English men, where there's this kind of anxiety.
Yes.
About that, is it going to be sexual or not?
Yes.
And some men want sex, and they can go and find sex somewhere else. Don't ask me,
no.
Please.
I do like a good massage. I love a good massage, but I'm always slightly uncomfortable. I find it hard to completely relax because I'm worried that I might have misread the situation, and at some point the lady's going to say, "Would you like anything else, sir?"
Yeah.
Do you know? I generally, obviously, you can tell which places are legit and which places aren't legit, but that's always in the back of my mind. I guess it is kind of a British thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I think as a therapist, I set it up so I explain exactly what's going to happen with clients. So this is what happens. It's how many clothes you take off. I'm going to leave the room. This is what happens. I'm going to massage this bit, that bit, that bit. So that
Not
the
that
boundary
bit.
Is very safe. And I ask people things like, how can I make it be safe? And what are you worried about? And so all that's up in the open and kind of taken care of.
Well, can you explain, Kate, the difference between like Swedish massage and Thai massage and all of the different ones? Because I don't get what the differences are.
Well, it's a big field. Swedish massage is...
Yeah, it's hard to say.
That is working with oil and working kind of... It's kind of a bit like sports massage. So the idea is to loosen up the muscle fibres and work on the limbs.
So that's one where they pummel you, don't they?
Well, the thing is, there's a huge variation.
Right.
So one Swedish massage can be very different from another.
Yeah.
But in general, the Eastern styles of massage work come from a tradition of Chinese traditional medicine. And they work along the meridians. So the ties that you mentioned, it's fantastic. You get amazing stretches, and they sort of work along the meridians.
Kate, do you feel a bit saddened that you've had to exclude gentlemen from your practice?
Well, it's a shame. I'm sorry about that. But in a way, it's kind of opened up a different area for me, and I'm working more with pregnancy and with women's health now.
Oh.
And that feels like a good match for me.
And is there anything we can do to change this perception of massage centres, that they're not all, you know, shady places of ill repute? Do we need to change the culture?
I think using I think using the, not using the word masseuse would probably help. Because it has a connotation of dodginess. Something of the Kenneth Williams about it.
Yes, there is a little bit of the ooh-ooh kind of thing about it, isn't it? Okay, listen, I appreciate your time this morning. Do you want to give your centre a plug?
Well, that's very kind, yes. My website is katecodrington.co.uk.
Excellent stuff. I wish you the very best luck with the future. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Thank you. There we go. 08459 455 555. I do fancy a bit of a massage. I'm going to go and...